Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Wall Street Journal offices in Manhattan, Evan Gershkovich, the hostage, is everywhere. On buttons, cards, shirts, and screens that stop you in your tracks. Emma Tucker is editor-in-chief.
I remember the Iran hostage situation, and the families were told, don't talk about it. Let's keep this quiet. Let the government do its work. No publicity.
Well, my instinct was to draw attention to this because it was so clearly outrageous. You know, he was accredited. He was doing his job. He had done nothing wrong. My sense of justice was offended by what had happened.
I don't always watch CBS Sunday Morning because it's long and a bit slow. It's like medicine, but it's a really good news program. It really is. Jane Pauley talking about Evan Gershkovich, an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal who's been accused of being a spy in Russia and has been in custody now for about a year.
Last March 29th, Evan was on assignment in Russia when he was arrested by security forces and accused of being a spy, a charge vigorously denied by Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government.
We condemn the detention of Mr. Gershkovich in the strongest terms.
He is the first reporter to be taken into custody this way since the Cold War.
Which is unbelievable. But because Putin is who he is, he'll do whatever he can if he thinks there's weakness involved and he can get something out of it. His sister Danielle was talking to CBS Sunday Morning.
In her apartment, where her younger brother would crash on the couch, Danielle Gershkovich said his calling was never in question.
Was he born to be a journalist?
Yes, I think he was born to be a journalist. He, I think, had always been seeking a life of adventure, and his travel, his writing, working at the Wall Street Journal as a Russia correspondent, it was his absolute dream job.
And by the way, I think I said Jane Pauley a moment ago. It was Leslie Stahl, my mistake. But yeah, that he dreamed of being a journalist, even though he knew that might carry some unsafety to it. Journalism, many times people, you know, go into foreign countries, they go into, you know, war areas, they go into corrupt areas, they deal with retaliation from politicians all the time.
Did you think it was a possibility? I mean, Russia a year ago had already become dangerous. Other news organizations were pulling reporters out.
I would say my whole family was nervous. He would always remind us he's an accredited journalist.
And therefore he thought he was safe.
Yeah, it's very unprecedented.
Unprecedented is true. And all the other people that Putin has taken captive, you know, basically hostage because he thinks he can get something from it.
Of course, what was unprecedented has become almost routine under Vladimir Putin. Gershkovich is the latest American pawn on Putin's geopolitical chessboard against the West. Marine veteran Paul Whelan has been jailed in Russia for 5 years.
Amazing.
Russian-American ballerina Ksenia Karolina was arrested in January, accused of treason for helping Ukraine.
Unbelievable.
And basketball star Brittany Griner, imprisoned for 9 months on drug charges, was finally freed in an exchange for a notorious arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death.
And of course, if he thinks he can get that kind of a result by kidnapping somebody on a minor, I mean, extraordinarily minor drug-related charge, why wouldn't he keep doing things, right? Gary Kasparov, who some of you will know who he is, some of you may not. He's a chess champion and unbelievable chess player from years ago, but he has consistently been an opponent and critic of Vladimir Putin, actually had to flee the country. I think he's in the U.S. now. I forget where he is anyway.
Do you fear for your life?
Would it help?
Former world chess champion Garry Kasparov, who fled Russia in 2013, is one of Putin's most fervent critics.
You've just made some news. The Russians just added you to their list of terrorists and extremists. I thought you were already there, frankly.
It's like a badge of honor.
Putin just gets stronger and stronger, it seems, rather than the other way, which you predicted once, that he would be.
Look,
on the down.
Putin's strength is very much a result of our weakness. And any sign of indecisiveness, any sign of hesitation, feeds Putin with power because, yes, I can do this, I can do that. Nothing will happen.
Is there any possibility he'll be acquitted?
No.
None?
None. Putin treats Gershkovich as money or weapons. This is one of the tools of him staying in power. So he'll be negotiating.
Right. I mean, he's fundamentally a dictator. He grew up in the KGB and has been running Russia for so long now that it's almost impossible to imagine Russia being run by anybody else. We actually have, I didn't know this, we have a U.S. envoy for hostages, somebody who deals with this stuff in all these countries around the world, and they were talking to him as well.
What I can tell you is that the United States has been negotiating with the Russians.
Roger Karstens is the U.S. Special Envoy for Hostage Affairs.
He didn't deny that a swap was in the works and it fell apart when Navalny died.
We had a strong offer that went at the end of last year. The Russians rejected it. I was rather disappointed, but it might not have been entirely a huge surprise. But our goal now is to keep working with partners, allies, and to find that combination that's going to allow us to solve it.
So she asks the question, which I think is a fair question, how many are there? I mean, worldwide, how many are we dealing with right now, and have we had any success in the last few years?
How many Americans are being held hostage in the world?
So I tell you, my numbers at one point were over 50. They're now down in between 20 and 30. We always hesitate to give out an exact number for various reasons. In the last 3 years, the Biden and Harris administration has brought back 46 Americans that were wrongfully detained or held hostage.
So you've been successful in 46 cases in these bargaining situations?
Correct.
Well, again, success is, they have brought them home. You know, if you think we overpaid by giving up too much, then you wouldn't necessarily call that a success. But bringing them home is its own kind of success, right? So I just, you know, I had not been following Gershkovich's story particularly, and they captured my attention with it, as well as all of the other people who are currently in captivity for various reasons. And I thought it was interesting enough that I wanted to share with you. 717 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns on our roadways to report. Looks like Pine Forest, Car City, looking good there. 9 Mile, not showing any issues. Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any delays. We're good on Burgess and Olive. Looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace this morning is clear. And Highway 98 west and eastbound through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not showing any issues. If you do see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, let us know on our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you've got a project in your house that you're working on, it's a repair for something that got broken, or it's an improvement, a remodel, an addition, whatever, you know. If it requires hardware and tools and safety equipment, Pensacola Hardware, that's your place to go. They've been doing this since 1851. I mean, 173 years. That is amazing. One of the 50 oldest companies in the entire state, the entire U.S., the oldest company in the state of Florida. They've been there since before the Civil War, like before Levi's. They have been, Pensacola Hardware has been there since before Levi's, which is kind of amazing to think about. And then, you know, obviously they have all the stuff you need. They have the great advice that you would want. And then also in the front, they have this houseware section with Yeti and gumbo pots and, you know, knives and, you know, all kinds of grills and, like, It's just all kinds of stuff that you might buy for yourself or for a gift for somebody else. That's the front end of the store as well. So whether you're buying gifts or going shopping, having a good time, or trying to find something to fix something up or get advice on it, Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Easter is more than just colorful eggs, chocolate bunny rabbits, and pretty baskets. All those things may have their place, but I invite you to join us at Northstone Baptist Church as we consider the primary message of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you visit, you'll find that Northstone is a welcoming group of Christ-centered believers right here in Pensacola. Also for Easter Sunday, our choir will present an Easter cantata entitled The Easter Lily. This cantata will be fun for children and people of all ages. The service starts at 10:30, and after the cantata, everyone is invited to join us for a lunch fellowship. Easter Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' victory over death and therefore his offer of eternal life. So please be our guest Easter Sunday, March 31st at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
And tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
For Illinois, with a resounding 89-63 victory, they move on to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005, and they are going to be a handful when they go to Boston.
Yeah, man, after that first round, I was pretty uncertain about having picked them to win it all as my alma mater, which I always vote with my heart over my head. That's fine. I'd rather root for the team that I believe in rather than find out I bet against them, you know, when push comes to shove. I'd also picked Oregon. Picked them in the first round. They did win that one. And they were playing Creighton. And Creighton was down right at the end of the game.
Ashworth over to Shireman. Shireman. Step back jumper. We are tied.
Tied with just a few seconds to go.
He's got to go to the basket and get to the foul line. But he got to go.
Drive.
4 seconds left. Kuznar drives, puts it up, no good! And for the second time tonight in Pittsburgh, we're going to overtime!
Oh my God, this is a game for my heart. Oregon had two players that had scored all of their points in the second half. It was crazy. And that game got crazier in overtime. Just back and forth, and you thought they'd have it, and then they didn't have it. And I'm pulling for Oregon because, you know, I lived there for a while, and they're number 11 seed, so I was pulling for the upset. So they get down to the very end of overtime number two, and
this team, I'm sorry, over first overtime, the pain.
They go to a second overtime after Creighton hits back-to-back threes and they take a huge lead and Creighton winds up winning. So congratulations, Alabama. Congratulations, Tennessee. Congratulations to Clemson. And Auburn, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our with our headlines. David, I want to talk about it.
Well, good morning. A vote in the House to provide new aid to Ukraine could come sometime after Easter. That's what Texas Republican Michael McCaul told CBS on Face the Nation. McCaul said the situation in Ukraine is Dyer's forces are running low on munitions. Instagram making some moves to limit the amount of political content that pops up on their app. The social media platform announced that they would stop proactively recommending political content from accounts that users don't follow. And longtime Baltimore Orioles owner Pete Angelos has died at 94 years old. In a statement, Angelos' family said he died on Saturday, and he'd apparently been ill for several years. He helmed a group that purchased the Orioles in 1993 for $173 million. At the time, that was the highest price paid for a sports franchise.
At the time. A lot has changed since then. How much was it that he bought the Orioles for? What
year? $173 million in 1993.
He bought the Orioles 30 years ago for $173 million. You can't even get, like, a major player.
No.
You probably get one or two maybe good players for that price these days.
Couldn't even get the jerseys for that right now.
That's right. Well, they need to buy the new jerseys. Do you see the transparent jerseys that they
had?
I don't know if they fixed that or not, frankly, but they had bought jerseys this year that, let's just say, you know, when you tuck a jersey in,
right,
you're not really supposed to see the tucked in portion of the shirt below the pants. Oh, you totally could.
Was this just one team or
no,
like everybody?
No,
everybody
had
these?
Yeah. Oh, man. Which means that you could maybe see other things too. You're not supposed to be able to see through, and one only wonders what happens in its, let's say, light rain. That's not good.
Anything
All right,
to draw the ratings.
No. No, thank you. joke I'm not going to make. All right, Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, not seeing any problems on our roadways. I-10 and I-110 look like they are flowing smoothly. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, no issues there. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace this morning, no accidents along your way there. 9 Mile not showing any issues. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. And Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you see anything out there slowing you down on the roadways, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need air conditioning, electrical, you know, plumbing work done, anything like that, heating, anything like that, call Pete and they will take care of you. They do good quality work the first time. They show up on time, professional technicians, and, you know, they will stand by the work, right? It's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been expanding quite a bit recently. They've expanded all the way east to Tallahassee. And all the way west, I remember last year we were announcing Baldwin County. Now they're announcing they've gone to Mobile. So everywhere from Mobile to Tallahassee, basically from Mississippi to the time zone change. Call Peden. They will come out and take care of you. And, you know, right now you can cool down your garage with your sunroom or your workshop. This summer they've got $1,000 off of mini splits, you know, in part for March Madness, which is ongoing. If you want to turn your garage into a place that you sit and enjoy things, you know, they can take care of you. Again, Peden, you can schedule an appointment there or find out more information at Peden, PEADEN.com. 727 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Found this kind of interesting. Ronna McDaniel, who is a former chair of the RNC, is she's been hired by NBC to go to work as a consultant. And you might think, I don't know what the big deal about that is. Listen to Chuck Todd.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. Mm. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? What, once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here?
So here's the deal. Kristen Welker, the now host of Meet the Press, because Chuck Todd doesn't do it anymore. Anyway, she had booked an interview with Ronna McDaniel and then subsequent to that found out that Ronna McDaniel had gotten hired by NBC as, you know, the paid contributor. And just all upset about this. And you could hear Chuck Todd. They owe you an apology. How dare they? What in the world? We know she's a terrible person.
Look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so When NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
Doesn't Jen Psaki work at MSNBC? Are you kidding me? This is the place you're going to pitch your fit? So when Jen Psaki was speaking on behalf of the administration and gaslighting journalists left, right, and daily, that's fine. No problem. Reliable source. But when Ron McDaniel, who worked for the RNC, comes over to NBC, oh my God, no. Can't have it. Unbelievable. Gaslighting and character assassination. Can somebody not be paid to be a spokesman or spokesperson for an organization and then also later be paid to be a commentator to represent a viewpoint? Chuck Todd. Shh.
defensible.
Yeah, yeah. He says, I know we do this in order to get audience, in order to get access and all of this. Right. On the one hand, I hear what he's trying to say, but what I hear louder is, I just don't like conservatives being on our network.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Deadlines today for former President Trump to cover the roughly $500 million civil fraud judgment against him in New York State or potentially have assets seized.
New York Judge Arthur Engoron determined that former President Trump lied about the value of Trump properties to obtain better loans and insurance policies. About the former president's liable for $454 million, over $100,000 in interest has accrued each day it's unpaid. The former president's attorneys tried to post bond on the amount so they could appeal the case, but none of the surety companies would do it, citing the high amount.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Big storms hitting much of the middle of the country.
Heavy snow and strong winds combined are bringing blizzard conditions from the Rockies to the upper Midwest. Some areas could see over a foot of snow, and the strong winds will make it difficult, if not impossible, to travel.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. There are 100,000 homes and businesses still without power in Maine since a storm on Saturday. It was 200,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. It is mostly cloudy, very windy this morning, 60 degrees across the area. An investigation continuing today. This is after a deputy involved shooting over the weekend. It all started when a man allegedly skipped out on a taxi fare. Now, this happened on Saturday night. Investigators say 22-year-old Jeteris Damon Peaks refused to pay a Z-Trip taxi driver, then fired a shot at that driver when he tried to follow him around the block. The gunshot shattered the rear window on the cab. Deputies say they found Peaks not long after that. They say Peaks fled and pointed a gun at them. Peaks was then shot by the deputies and taken to the hospital. Now, neither the deputies nor the taxi driver were hurt during this incident. Peaks does face multiple charges in relation to this case, including three counts of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, possession of a firearm by a felon, and resisting arrest. And Peaks now being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. A 19-year-old Pensacola man riding a motorcycle was killed in a crash on Bear Lake Road in Santa Rosa County Saturday. FHP says that happened Saturday afternoon. An SUV was on traveling State Road 4, reportedly just didn't yield to the motorcyclist when making a turn. The rider was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the SUV, a Fort Walton Beach woman, was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. And a 3-year-old child in critical condition today after being hit by a vehicle on Blue Angel Parkway last night. FHP says this child reportedly walked out in front of a vehicle that couldn't stop in time. Then a second vehicle crashed into that vehicle. Missing child alert out for an Escambia County teenager. FDLE issuing that alert over the weekend for 16-year-old Mariah West. She was last seen in Pensacola on Wednesday. And a photo of West has been posted to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. If you have any information on her location, contact them. More Americans have been rescued from Haiti and are now safe in Florida. The Division of Emergency Management says 9 Americans were on a plane that landed last night in Orlando. This comes after another plane carrying 21 Americans landed on Saturday. Division of Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says their goal is to make flights daily. Senator Marco Rubio making the media rounds over the weekend. These comments in regards to the speculation that he could be on a short list of candidates to be Donald Trump's running mate this November.
I've never talked to Donald Trump. I've never talked to anybody on his team or family or inner circle about vice president. That's a decision he's going to make.
Rubio was on ABC's This Week. He also discussed border security. He says the U.S. needs to be very vigilant. He says ISIS-K, the group that carried out that concert venue terror attack in Moscow, would love to do the same thing here. And a crocodile apparently causing some concern in Hillsborough County. It's got a new home now, though. A trapper removed a 9-foot, 450-pound crocodile from a retention pond in Temple Terrace. The gator was apparently named Coca-Cola because it lived near a Coca-Cola factory. It is 7:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
I'm not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns to report to you this morning. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 98 west and eastbound through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not showing any problems there. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is good. Lillian Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. No slowdowns on Cervantes. Avalon Boulevard is clear through to Garson Point Bridge. And Caroline Street in Milton is looking good. If you see anything else out there on our roadways slowing you down, you can always let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, Jake. And now our Channel 3 forecast.
A very windy day today with winds anywhere from 20 miles an hour sustained, gusting even higher. High today near 72 degrees, low tonight near 65 degrees. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms moving in through the morning and early afternoon. A few storms could be strong under a low-end risk of severe weather, high near 75, low near 57. On Wednesday, we will be calming down with a high near 76 and a low near 50 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it certainly is windy, seeing all the trees swaying out the window here. Right now, 60 in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, 59 in Milton. Our next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Breaking news, Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will step down at the end of 2024. Multiple other resignations for the airplane manufacturer were also announced. Chairman of the board Larry Kellner will leave at Boeing's annual meeting in May. President and CEO Dan Steele is leaving the company effective immediately. This news comes as Boeing struggles to rebound after the mid-flight blowout in January, as well as other quality control issues. The European Union has opened an investigation into Apple, Alphabet, and Meta in its first probe under the new Digital Markets Act. The first two probes focus on Alphabet and Apple and are related to the so-called anti-steering rules. Other investigations are looking into whether Google favored its own services over other rivals when showing search results, potential issues with Apple's iOS, and Meta's pay or consent model. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk.
Get set for family fun this March 30th at one of four unbelievable Easter egg hunts. Choose from Eggawahooza at the Blue Wahoos Stadium, Beulah Dash at Escambia Equestrian Center, Pace-a-Palooza at Benny Russell Park, or the latest addition, Molino Mayhem at Don Sutton Park. Visit PensacolaEaster.org to register your kids or for more info. All of this family fun is brought to you by the Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Good Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Had a good time over the weekend going to the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival on Saturday at a different venue. It was at the community center rather than being at the high school. I kind of miss it being at the high school because in the middle school, because you can then go see, well, I guess it's really the high school. You can go see all of the art from the students, and that wasn't really there this year, which that's my favorite part. I love going to see all the art from the students, and because their stuff is actually more interesting to me than the professionals. You know, you're not buying it, but it's fun to see what the kids produce. Anyway, but it's a good event, definitely a good event. While I was there, I had a chance to did my annual interview with the Gulf Breeze Police Chief, Rick Hawthorne. It's so funny because Rick sees me, he's like, all right. Because every time I see him, I always have questions. Because you know me, that's my nature. Anyway, had a really, really interesting stuff came out of this interview.
All right, so we're out here at the Gulf Breeze Arts Fest with Chief of Police Rick Hawthorne, who is keeping security here in the new location at the community center. What do you think about this as a location compared to the high school where it's been at for years?
It's a little bit more peaceful. There's not as much traffic running by and everything. The weather, if it will cooperate, we'll make it a little bit nicer.
And it's been a little windy, but nice otherwise. I'll take it. One of the big news stories, of course, this week is we had a school incident at Gulf Breeze High where a gun was found out in the field house, and it turned out to belong to one of the students. We've had some developments in that case since that happened. Is that right, Chief?
That's correct. During the initial investigation, it was discovered that the mother had knowledge that the son had their gun and was carrying it with them. So we worked with the state attorney's office and were able to get charges on the mother for allowing her son to have that firearm.
Which in Florida, you're not allowed to have a minor carry a firearm because they're not allowed to have possession of a firearm unless they're under your direct supervision, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
So is this the end of the investigation in this case, or is it still ongoing?
It is still ongoing, just to make sure we catch everything.
Okay.
So that was the next big obstacle that we wanted to make sure we got taken care of. And now we'll resume with if there's any other thing that might come out of it. Right now, it doesn't appear to be,
okay. But
we are still actively looking just to make sure.
And just to make sure I got my facts right, I think Gulf Breeze News told us that the gun itself was a 14-round magazine that was loaded for a 40-caliber handgun, if I remember correctly. Does that sound right to you, Bout?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And other things that are going on, the city council has recently put in some new rules about parking here at the boat launch and the park, Shoreline Park, in an effort to try to cut down on the demand on those spaces and make the turnover a little bit better and not have even commercial operations going on out of there. That's been a couple of months implemented, if I'm not mistaken. How has that been going from your perspective?
From my perspective, or the police department, it's been doing okay. They have a new park ranger that controls and watches that along with the code enforcement. And the other big thing that'll probably be happening shortly is opening up some of Wayside Park down in that way. And I think once the boat ramp there gets completely fixed and everything else, that will really alleviate a lot of the problem from Shoreline.
Yeah, that's going to be a great amenity. I mean, we've always had it, but now to have a much better version and with all the parking that never was existing in the old Wayside Park, right?
That's correct. There's plenty of parking down there now for people down there. So,
how has enforcement on Three Mile Bridge been going from your perspective? I know we talk to PPD all the time, and it seems like every once in a while we kind of go to a day where we do a little bit heftier enforcement. My perspective as a citizen, I drive it at 45 to 50 in order to not get run over. You know, you can't reasonably build a bridge for 70 or 75 and then hope that people drive 45 on good nature. But what's your perspective on that, Chief?
Oh, yeah, you are exactly correct. It's a gorgeous bridge. It's a great bridge. But people are taking advantage of the size of the bridge and the extra lanes. We got a motorcycle the other day at 118 out there. And then we had a vehicle pass one of the patrol cars on the bridge at 122. So,
wait, somebody went 122 passing one of your cars?
Yep. So, so they're out there. We're trying to be out there as much as we can. In fact, we actually had somebody call a complaint because we were sitting in the emergency lane without lights on or anything, just sitting in the emergency lane trying to catch him, and he didn't think that we should be out there doing that. So
How dare you be involved in enforcing the law, sir?
So we get it from all angles and everything, but we will continue to be out there. We're using unmarked vehicles and trying to catch them at different times. Just to remind, you know.
You mean if they don't see lights on top of the car, they might still not be safe from law enforcement? Is that what you're telling me? In a tactic that's what, only about 60 years old?
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is and everything. So, but we're out there. You know, we try to be out there as much as possible and trying to actually work with PPD and set up certain time frames where we're both out there working together to get some extra vehicles out there.
Now, I know it's not your jurisdiction, and feel free to beg off weighing in at all, but obviously, you know, City Gulf Breeze is famous for enforcing the speed limit in the city and for having the red light cameras at the traffic lights so as to make sure that people are discouraged from running a red light. You've had this for a long time. City of Pensacola is getting ready to do a pilot program at several intersections in the city that are high crash incident areas as a pilot to see if we can maybe cut down on that a little bit. Just as an overall picture, from your perspective, for public safety, do the red light cameras help in Gulf Breeze?
I would say yes. The people that have, you know, we have a lot of people that get more than one, you know, and they'll come in and say, I did it again. But we have a lot of people that once they get it, they pay attention when they're coming up the red lights. I think the biggest issue for us right now is we're really the only agency that has it. So, but now with Pensacola putting them up in different areas in Pensacola, more people that are local will understand it. There are people that, you know, are from other areas that have them in their jurisdictions and all that and understand to slow down and everything. So I think in the long run, it will help everybody out.
You mean that maybe, even though we won't have red light cameras at every traffic light, that maybe people will just sort of get in the habit of thinking to themselves, hey, there's a lot of red light cameras. Maybe I should just, you know, obey the red lights in general. Is that your theory? Because that's kind of crazy psychology got going there.
It is, but, you know, we can only hope. We can only hope, you know, that people will just kind of pay attention while driving.
Hey, last thing for you, Chief, is you guys recently, pardon me, I'm going to get this wrong, but you got a new home, right? The Gulf Breeze Police Department has a new facility, right?
We do, and it is fantastic. Officers are very appreciative of it. I definitely am, as long as I've been, you know, working here. And from where we were to what we are now, it's just first class.
Very cool. But still no jail in-house. You still have to go to Milton to take care of people, right?
That is correct, yeah. So that's another reminder to everybody. If, you know, you get caught here, it's a 45-minute drive in the back of a car to get to your new home.
Chief Hawthorne, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Good to talk to you, Andrew.
And by the way, the first thing I saw going home from Gulf Breeze was a Gulf Breeze police officer on Three Mile Bridge timing in the right-hand shoulder. And I'm like, 47 right here. Because 5 over is still within, you cannot be ticketed for less than 5 over in the state of Florida. 747 on News Radio 92.3. Jake Scott, traffic on the files. Jake.
All right. Not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents to report to you this morning. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is accident-free. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace. Nothing slowing you down there. I do see something. This is going to be I-10 eastbound just before the 9 Mile Road exit. We do have a disabled vehicle with some roadblock there. Not seeing any major slowdown from it just yet, but if you are headed down I-10 eastbound just before the 9 Mile Road exit, we're going to have a disabled vehicle there with some roadblock. Otherwise, around town, not seeing anything. If you do see anything out there and you want to let us know about it, you can call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about whether it's time to get involved in real estate, to buy for the first time, to buy for the 20th time, to sell maybe for the first time, or, you know, kind of against your will, you've got to sell because maybe somebody's passed or and you're part of the, you know, managing the estate or marriages begin and you got to buy a home, marriages end, and sometimes you got to sell a home. It's just, you know, these are all the things that happen in life. And hey, you need a good realtor to make sure that you get the right deal, the best possible deal, buying and selling, somebody who really knows what they're doing. Christina Leavenworth, she and her team at Leavenrinke Realty sold 175 homes last year. 175 homes a year, 3 a week, a little more than that, 3.5 a week. You know, that's frankly, that's amazing. And again, you know, whether it's dealing with a difficult circumstance or just ordinary things, making sure that you understand the process, get all your questions answered, and even, you know, learn how to ask better questions. That's the kind of expertise that she brings. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
This can't be happening. This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Good morning, 7:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, the deadline getting closer for Donald Trump to pay the $454 million bond in that New York civil fraud judgment. CNN says Trump's legal team has been working to secure the bond ahead of the deadline, which is later today. The Powerball jackpot rolling over. Nobody won the grand prize over the weekend. Saturday's was worth $750 million, but nobody matched that. So now it's growing to an estimated $800 million. And Instagram making some moves to limit the amount of political content that pops up on the app. They say that they're going to stop proactively recommending political content from accounts that users do not follow.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. We did get a very concerning update about Kate Middleton over the weekend in the middle of the basketball tournament. They interrupted to tell us that things are pretty serious, you know.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful.
So what is the actual story? Well,
in January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
So these were the basic questions that people had, as they couldn't decide whether it was, you know, health related or whether it was marriage related. And it turns out to be the worst kind of health related, unfortunately. But she says she's doing well, feeling better all the time.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
And also, I mean, this is a very challenging thing to explain to your children. And, you know, maybe they were kind of going to not tell them, but with all of the press surrounding her, now they've had to, right?
As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
Which, of course, is a very difficult thing, but she's very appreciative of all the support from everybody.
As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both.
Now, does that answer all of the questions that people had? No, probably not. Okay, but, she, you know, that's kind of always the case when you're talking about the royals. She says she's thinking of all those with cancer everywhere. She's looking forward to getting back to work, which is very satisfying, and basically, again, pleaded with people to...
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
Yeah, I don't know that the royals typically, I mean, they're going to ask for privacy a lot. This is their best chance to get it. I don't think it's all that likely given the nature of the tabloids and the paparazzi and the royals in basically in their basic existence. 755 News Radio 92.3, Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Not seeing anything on our roadways slowing you down this morning. 9 Mile not showing any issues. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. We're looking good on Burgess and Olive. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. Looks like Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molina through Cantonment. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. And if you're on Highway 98 this morning, I don't see anything east or westbound through Gulf Breeze and Navarre causing you any issues. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Valerie's House, two different things here. Sorry, I was on the wrong one. Covenant Care, Art of Fashion, Parisian Escape is coming up Thursday, April 4th. It's going to be, this is kind of funny, it's going to be très chic. I like this whole thing. There's a fashion soiree. $100 ticket includes entry to the party and after party fashion show, 2 drink vouchers, hors d'oeuvres. See how they wrote all this French, and I love it. Covenant Care Foundation being supported by this. Find out more at newsradio923.com. And then also, Valerie's House, Leadership Pensacola Class 2024 is helping Valerie's House, a place that helps children and families walk through the loss of a loved one together, ensuring that no child has to grieve alone. A LEAP class is helping redo the grounds of the house. You can make a donation or find out more at newsradio923.com. The attack in Russia. Holy smokes, man. I mean, 130 plus dead, hundreds more wounded. 4 people with, you know, assault weapons go in there. They throw explosives, causes the whole theater to burn to the ground as they're fighting that fire overnight, still finding bodies today. Saturday and Sunday, finding bodies the day after and the day. And it's atrocious. Now, the Russians say they've got the 4 perpetrators in custody. There were reports of them having been tortured in custody. I want to believe that's true, but everything that comes out of the Russian news entity or Vladimir Putin, I have to doubt, right? Because it's Putin. I mean, his first instinct was to blame Ukraine for something that was done against him by ISIS-K. And, you know, if you don't follow all the players, I know it's a little difficult to keep track of it all. You know, my wife actually asked me what I thought was a good question. She said, I don't understand. I thought that, you know, Russia and Iran were close and Iran sponsors terrorists. Why would there be terrorists attacking Russia? Different allegiances, right? You have the Wahhabi variation, the twisted Wahhabi variation on Islam that comes out of Saudi Arabia that created Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. And then the people for whom Al-Qaeda wasn't crazy enough formed ISIS in Syria and the Levant and then kind of also back towards Afghanistan. That's all Sunni, okay? Iran is Shia. So Hezbollah, Hamas, Houthis, those are all Shiite groups. And the Shiites in Iran have been heavily cooperating with Russia, but not the Sunnis. So they are at odds with each other. And, of course, ISIS-K is always wanting to gain power. Everybody always wants to gain power. And so they view this as a way of gaining prestige. It's a recruiting tool. I mean, clearly, if you can kill a bunch of people, then the, you know, disaffected, manipulated, hopeless, adolescent, bought into a crazy ideology, all those factors that go into forming a terrorist, will want to sign up with you and not sign up with your, you know, competitor agencies, so to speak, and do these horrible things. So, yeah, it's atrocious. Meanwhile, 2 weeks ahead of the attack, the U.S. warned Russia this could happen. We actually warned our citizens to stay away from concert gatherings because of this danger, and they wrote it off as propaganda.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.